Let's now have a chat to Tom Davenick. Big day for Tom and Ben Hayes. The first Melbourne Cup Carnival in their own right, with David Hayes looking on from Hong Kong. Good morning, Tom. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael.
Excited for Cup Week. What's the arsenal you think you're taking to Flemington over the biggest 4 days of the year?
Probably not as many runners as we've had in the past, but I think the horses that we're taking all deserve to be there, and hopefully we can. We won't have a runner in the cup, obviously, but we've got some nice chances throughout the week.
Well, you might kick it off with the win, because most of the punters think that yours are the ones to back in the first race, which is the Network 10 Carbine Club Stakes. And Ace's got pretty impeccable form lines. Both he and Crosshaven come through the Caulfield Guineas, which looked a really strong Caulfield Guineas this year. And Ace was, he was so tough, wasn't he?
It was an excellent run. We, you know, they both drew wide in the Guineas, and Asar was able to sort of overcome the wide draw. He was in blinkers for the first time and actually landed in a good position. He presented, I must say, I thought, sort of halfway down the run, he looked the winner, and Ollie Kirk clearly, you know, had won the Group 1 before the Guineas, and he just had one of those Willie Pipe rides where he got our back and got over the top of the slate. So I think our horse, it was only his third run for the preparation, Asar. So he was probably, whilst he was very tuned up for it, he probably, I think if we had the back of Ollie Kirk, it might have been a different story. We were sort of in front, and he might have just been a bit gazy. He's trained on well from a day 3 week gap, Flemington and drawn barrier two, so took it a nice soft run, and you know, he's a classy horse, so I'd say he'd be around the money.
Did you toy with the idea of throwing either of them in the Kennedy Cantala? Because you see King's Legacy, who finished well behind both of them, going around in the Group 1 for the older horses later in the program.
Yeah, we sort of thought about it. Obviously, connections of Asar were keen. He's Group 1 place, but still not a Group winner yet, so we decided to take on the Group 3. And Crosshaven, you know, his run in the Guineas was terrific. He got caught wide from the gate and got a bit of a tough run, and then he still was able to finish fourth. So he's a winner at Flemington, and in this race, you know, he might even lead it. He's a big striding, lovely fit gelding, and he's one run ahead. You know, he's going into this on his fifth run of Asar, so a bit more experience, Crosshaven, but I couldn't really split the two. I think the track will be in amazing order the first race, and I think they'll both be sitting handy to the pace and be in it for a long way.
Yeah, from gate two, you expect Asar to be just behind the speed?
I reckon Crosshaven will probably land in front of him, and I could imagine Asar probably, you know, bang maybe third defence or something.
Hmm. Well, they may well run 1-2 in the first race, and then you could roll that into Personal, who looks very hard to beat in the Wakeful, and she's a filly that has performed so well throughout her career, even though she's only won the one race, placed in a Blue Diamond, and she was pretty gutsy in the 1,000 Guineas. I thought she hit the line really well. Is she obviously trained on well, looking for the 2,000 in your mind?
Yes. You know, until they run at the distance, you're always not 100% certain, but all of her runs have indicated that she's looking for further. She always does her best work late. So, you know, Damien knows her very well, and I think getting to Flemington, she's going into their fourth run for the prep, so she's lovely and fit and in great shape. And I think, you know, she's not winning. I'd be disappointed if she wasn't top three.
And the plan is then to press on to the Oaks. Is she a filly that could back up and go to the 2,500 in less than a week?
Yes, we're definitely, that's the thought process, but she'd need to run well, personally, and then certainly need to pull up well. So I think we'll focus on getting Saturday's assignment done, and then we'll try and think about the Oaks. But I've been spending many hours thinking about it, so we're in our minds, yeah.
Okay, so we'll wait and see what comes out of the Wakeful. And then 50 Stars is your Group 1 hope tomorrow in the Cantala. He ran such a gutsy race in the Group 1 event last year. How do you compare his form this time to 12 months ago?
Probably pretty similar. I thought his run at Caulfield was the stellar when he finished third. He's always been a better Flemington horse than Caulfield, so got a good mile record at Flemington. He's drawn a wide gate, but it looks to me to be good speed, so we'll just ride impatiently and get wide with cover, and hopefully with a good tempo, that'll bring the back markers into the race down the middle. And but he certainly looks like he's heading in the right direction, and the plan with him would be if he runs well in the Cantala to put back up into the McKinnon. And he's an Australian Cup winner, obviously. The 2000 on the final day could suit as well. But we'll get through Saturday first and then make that decision during the week.
Well, he loves his home deck at Flemington. He's won 4 from 8 there. So would you have Acer cross? You've got 3 races where you've got good chances in all 3. If you're going to tell the RSN punters one horse to have a bet on Derby Day, which one would it be?
I'd probably say Personal. Yeah.
Personal. All right, lovely. Yeah. Tonight at the Valley?
Tonight at the Valley, race 2 defence force. Looks a tough race. The one starting, he won his maiden, so I think he's quite a nice horse, but it's not a bad little race.
Good luck today, tonight, and also tomorrow, Tom.
Thanks, Michael.